We have an awesome show for you guys today.
The greatest defender of all time.
Good news for the sport.
Welcome to the John and Rick Show, brought to you by Horse Trailer Pros. John, we are in the Stressless Studio. This is Season 5, Episode 3. Thanks for the board.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Stressless is a great studio sponsor, and what do we do to get Stressless into our horses?
So you go to centerlinedistribution.net, and you're going to use the promo code JR24. That's going to give you guys 20% off of Stressless. You can give it a try and see how well it works to keep your horses calm and focused.
Great. We have a great show.
Yeah. So this is our course design show.
Which is really cool. I think we should have thought of it sooner than five seasons. But
well, but sometimes you got to come up with new ideas. And if you come out with everything all at once, then we would have only had one season.
Well, the guys are really cool. I'm excited to have everybody listen to Morgan and to Jay and the designers Rocking Horse and Ocala, along with other venues that they design. But I think we all, as riders, really are knowing that as we move through all this, designers are becoming less and less out there.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I get that. It is a pretty thankless job. I mean, I'm sure Morgan, who's sitting here, is going to fall over because, like, I go to the events and I torture him. Like, I'm like, what are you doing? There's a piece of wood in the wrong spot here. There's a hole there. And he's like, are you kidding me right now? Like, I'm just...
You don't do that to Jay?
I do it to Jay, too, but I say it and run when I say it to Jay. But yeah, no, like, you go to these events as a competitor, and I think because you've got your competitor hat on, you can be tough on the designers and the officials, and you can be a little bit in the moment because you got your competitor hat on and you're trying to, like,
but
do your job. And for me, I'm also trying to, like,
be the
safety guy of a sport, and you get going on that sometimes. It's a pretty tough, thankless job being a designer.
I get that. But it's thankless, and it's also, I'm pretty sure that they would agree, very stressful.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, building a course that a lot of people are jumping on, an animal that, you know, you don't always know what's going to happen. I know we've gone at great lengths in the past 3 years. You've been pushing it as well, maybe even longer, for technology that leads to better safety on the courses. I know that Rocking Horse has installed a lot of that technology, and I think it's been beneficial over the years. We even talked about it a little bit in our last show about if a frangible goes down, how it needs to be reset. If you stop at it, it goes down, you have to come around.
Yeah. Did you guys know this? If you knock down a frangible, it has
to
be reset. You
it.
Can't jump it until it gets reset.
No, you got to reset it.
Yeah. That apparently was like news to people.
But what I did say is, if I broke a frangible,
and
I
did, good.
And I wasn't on the other side, I'd just say, I'll come back later.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting.
Another time.
One thing unrelated to this that I think I want to just talk about again, and I know we talked about it in the last show a little bit, but is the Olympics.
Yep.
And the fact that the Olympics, as it goes forward into Los Angeles, is going to be a short format.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get on my soapbox here, and you can stop me and say whatever you want to say whenever. But I think for me, when we talk about the Olympics and eventing being in the Olympics, I personally believe we are at a crossroads as a sport as to what do we want to be and how important is it to us to be who we are versus being in the Olympics. So Athens was the first Olympics where there was no roads and tracks and steeplechase. And as I recall, around that time, the conversation was, we're going to do this for the Olympics. We're going to get rid of roads and tracks and steeplechase because space is difficult and we want to have it stay in the Olympics. So we're going to make it less expensive for the Olympic Games to have eventing. And we changed our sport at the very top and said, but don't worry, Kentucky, badminton, Burley, Lamoulin, all these events, Adelaide, they're going to stay classics. They are the classics, and they are going to be long format, roads and tracks and steeplechase. That didn't last long. That changed.
No, and I hear you. I mean, I was a part of that, obviously.
So was I. But my point is, mm-hmm. we're doing it again. And we're mm-hmm. saying, we're going to change it, and we're going to make it a short for the Olympics, because that's how it's going to fit in, and they want cross country to be the last thing, because that's what the sport is. And mm-hmm. that's fine if we want to do that, but I'm going to give you a second. I'm going to give this to you. But if we do that, I think as a sport, we need to understand, if we, and this is my feeling, this isn't anybody else's, I truly believe if we go into LA and we say, yes, we're going to let it be a short, be prepared, within 3 years, there will be no more five stars as you know it.
I disagree with you.
I know you do.
And I think what you're measuring is two different things. In 92, or when at Athens, when
that was 2004.
2004. The whole concept was money mm-hmm. and land.
Yep.
I think Essex, we talked about, we're going to be talking about with Morgan. Essex was that. Gladstone, the property that they needed to run the long format was immense. Mm-hmm. That was across the board. So I think with that change, it had to do literally with enough land to have that kind of course on it.
But we don't have that at Burley, Badminton, or Kentucky, and they had it before, so they had the land.
But you still have to have it other than just at the five-star. You have to have, if you're going to do the long formats, you can't just all of
a sudden. So are we going to be, like Mike Huber talked about in the last show, are we going to be selecting Olympic teams off of five-stars when they're not five-stars?
No, we're not. That's not going to happen.
So then why would they want to have a five-star?
Can I finish my thought process?
No, I'm going to keep interrupting you.
Are you going to just argue with me?
I'm going to keep interrupting you.
So when we flash forward into social media and this whole social licensing issue, right? And we are now concerned, overly concerned about a lot of things that I think has taken over for what we're doing. Number one is the understanding of what our sport is and how it works. I don't know why they feel that making the change to a short, because you do dressage, show jump, and then cross country, allows you to understand it better, because you're now seeing when they got galloping cross country, the top 20 go maybe in reverse order, right?
Right.
I don't understand that. So I agree with you. The change is not reasonable, because the change is being made not out of anything other than an understanding of our sport, which I don't think there's a misunderstanding of it. So I don't think that should be the way we should be changing it. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Right.
I don't think the Olympics in LA is going to be the long, what we consider now the long format.
No, it's going to be a short.
It's going to be a short. So what we have to do,
we could argue and fight it.
We could, but what we got to do is be able to be very vocal in our, and not let what happened after Athens happen to our sport, because it's not about money. It's about understanding. And I think
it's about money.
I don't think, why? Because you switch it around. What's the money?
The Olympics being made into a short is 100% about money. It is about the people who broadcast the sport wanting to have something that they think is easier to promote and sell and show.
So I'm not talking about the Olympics. I'm moving from the Olympics into our concepts now of how we run our five stars and our four star longs. That's not about money.
It is to Kentucky and badminton and Burley.
So you're thinking that they think short's going to be better for them than a long?
Today, probably not.
And
as LA approaches, I 100% do.
I totally disagree with you. I don't think those people are going to let that happen. And I might be eating crow, but I don't think that will ever happen.
It'll happen.
I don't believe that.
I guarantee it. We will have no five stars as we know it by...
Well, let everybody know out there, I disagree with you. I think we'll always have the five star longs.
Maybe what we should do is we should move the table out of the way and have a sumo fight.
I do not want to sumo fight you, because you don't look good in the diaper thing.
I got some tidy whities. We could do this.
It's not happening.
Get the oil out. It's going to be great.
Oil?
Wait, what?
All people get involved in this. This is a family show.
All right, sorry. Now, anyway, it's an interesting debate. My feeling is, I think we just have to think long and hard about how important is it? is it more important that we are who we are, or that we get to go to a horse show that doesn't really
The Olympics isn't changing. It's going to happen. So what you've got to do as your person and your love of the sport is make sure it doesn't change anywhere else.
Yeah, it doesn't have to
change.
And
you are an influential part. You are a chair of a committee for the FEI or USEF?
USEF.
All right. So use that. Start using
it. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm using my platform right now.
Great. No, you're giving in.
No, I'm not.
What I'm saying. No, I'm not. It's going to happen.
What I'm saying is we have a chance right now to say no. We do not want to change our sport. It is not set at the Olympics.
But it's going to be in LA a short. How are you changing that?
It's not set that it's going to be a short.
What do you mean it's set?
No, it's not.
Oh, so now you know something we don't know?
It was an FEI meeting that was broadcast to the world.
Okay.
Everybody could
watch
it.
So tell everybody how we do that.
So there's a chance for the athletes to give feedback, for the countries to give feedback and say, yes, we support this change, or no, we do not.
Okay. So,
but if we say we do not, there is a chance that the Olympics could say, cool, then we're not going
to
do it.
Well, which one do you want us to do? Support it or not support it?
I personally?
Yeah.
Not support it.
Okay. Then tell us how to do that.
Say no.
To what? Where do we go?
So there is an athlete.
Is it on our dashboard?
I don't know where it is, actually. That's a very good question. But the athletes, the federations can give feedback on this worldwide.
Well,
federations can give feedback to the FEI. So however you guys feel about it, you can let your federation know. And then they, in turn, can let
the I'm on board with you. Let's do it. If it's not a done deal for LA, let's do all we can to fight it.
Look at that. We get along. This is amazing.
As long as there's no oil and diapers, I'm fine.
Well, maybe just diapers.
All right, we got an exciting show.
Yes.
I know we're over time on this one, but really exciting news. Exceptional Equestrian is now a segment sponsor later on.
Yes, segment three they come in.
And so we can tease coming up. It is our hope that Lucinda Green and William Fox Pitt will appear together in a show of ours in the future. We're hoping that happens. We're trying to pull it off.
Yep.
Correct?
Yep.
Also with that...
Sumo fight with them as well.
Right.
Yeah.
We have Offbeat Safaris, which is in Kenya.
Yep.
Simon Kenyon is coming over here, so I want everybody to know there's a connection with Exceptional Equestrian and Offbeat Safaris and Lucinda Green. It's kind of a cool mixture.
Such a small world.
I know, right? So anyway... we're excited about Cindy Lay. Thank you, Cindy, and her Kenyan collection supporting and promoting tribe women in Africa. So that's very cool.
Awesome. Well done. We'll be right back with Morgan Roselle. Want to advertise on the John and Rick Show? Contact John at 352-875-8622
or call Rick at 850-879-2649.
For a horse owner on the road, your trailer is essential. No one enjoys being stuck on the road. At Horse Trailer Pros, we repair, renovate, and maintain all makes and models of horse trailers. We work directly with your insurance company or manufacturer for warranty repairs and insurance claims. Our state-of-the-art facility provides quick turnaround and friendly customer service. Considering a living quarter conversion, we do those too. Find comfort on the road with Horse Trailer Pros. Call or text 352-804-2131. HorseTrailerPros.com.
Aero helmets represent real change for equestrian helmets, offering patented new technology and an unparalleled level of safety testing. It is the only Snell certified helmet with MIPS on the market. Aero visors are interchangeable, meaning you can wear your Aero three ways, with a formal visor, a sun visor, and as a skull cap. Our shimmable liner means you can customize the fit for your head and your hairstyle. Upgrade to Aero today.
Hey, Rick here. Do you have a horse suffering from poor performance, anxiety and fear, low appetite, agitation, or nervousness? StressLess can help. StressLess, the hot horse remedy, is veterinarian developed all-natural formula that promotes calmness, focus, and mood balance in horses experiencing stress related to training, showing, racing, stall rest, and travel. This equine supplement encourages calmness, focus, and mood balance without affecting the motor skills or energy levels of your horse. It promotes a more willing and balanced temperament with no drowsiness or impaired function, resulting in increased focus, a calm mind, and a happier horse and rider. Try StressLess today and see for yourself why we think StressLess is the best hot horse remedy you will find. Check us out at centerlinedistribution.net and on Facebook and Instagram as StressLess Horse Supplement.
Hey, it's John here. I just wanted to let you guys know I got back from schooling at Magnolia Sands Farm here in Ocala, Florida. Their cross-country field is perfectly suited for a first outing on a young horse or schooling your upper-level horse. Magnolia Sands offers over 110 jumps ranging from starter to intermediate, plus multiple banks, ditches, and waters. They're constantly updating their courses and have even added new ditches and a starter ditch wall. Conveniently located in Northeast Ocala, Magnolia Sands has made it easy for riders and trainers with online waivers, Venmo, and PayPal, and even offer a golf cart for guests. MagnoliaSandsFarm.com.
Equibrew, now available in the USA. It's a live probiotic that you feed daily to your horses. The live microbes go into your horse's gut and cleans up the gut wall, creating a healthy gut system.
Equibrew is an essential part of my feeding program. My horses love to eat it, and it does a really good job of promoting gut health and also good behavior and great performances.
It's something I recommend for all of your horses, no matter what they do in their careers.
It's so affordable, I can use it on all of my horses in the barn, not just my top horses.
Order Equibrew today by going to brickfieldnutrition.com or calling 850-879-2649.
Welcome back to the John and Rick Show, brought to you by Horse Trailer Pros. And we are here in the StressLess studio. And a big thank you to Equibrew for sponsoring this segment. We're thrilled to have Equibrew here. And we are excited because we're now joined by the one and only Morgan Rozelle, who is, among a lot of other things, a brilliant course designer. And we're actually, as we air this, just in the middle of just starting Rocking Horse Advanced Horse Trials.
It opens tomorrow.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
I hope so. We'll see.
Of course.
We'll see.
So thanks for coming in. I know it was a bit of a hike to get out here to Ocala.
It's all good. Glad to be here.
Yeah. So before we get into this, Rick, you had some stuff about Equibrew.
Sure. What we have, Equibrew, that we've been talking about before is a live probiotic.
Yeah.
It's a liquid. A lot of people have been asking a lot of questions about it. I think one of the things, John, we even talked about is there's a sediment on the bottom, which is the microbes that you need to shake up with the bottle before you feed it.
Right.
But I'm getting tons of calls across the country where we're selling it along with you of just seeing great horse change in behaviors, in the way they eat, and the way that they are taking in other supplements. So Equibrew is from New Zealand. It ships over. We are the U.S. distributor at Brickfield Farm. It's Brickfield Nutrition that we sell it under, which you go to www.brickfieldnutrition.com to order. And like I said, it's a great live probiotic. It comes and you just do 2 ounces twice a day. That's a regular dose. There is loading doses. I'll be glad to go over it with you if you give me a call, and we can talk about Equibrew, but it's a great, great supplement yearly that helps with all other supplements you get, including StressLess, our studio sponsor. So.
Right. Awesome. Cool. Well, thank you. And speaking of StressLess, then the last thing we'll just say is you want to go to centerlinedistribution.net and use the promo code JR24 to get your 20% off of your StressLess. So, Morgan, you're ready to have everybody show up and run around your advanced course. You might need some StressLess as well.
Thursday night, a little StressLess would be good. But
yeah, well, that's the night we're in right now,
right.
Is getting ready for that. So
We'll feed you some before you leave.
Yeah, you'll be set to go. Yep. By the time it actually runs, you'll be ready.
That volume, whatever. Yeah, whatever gets there.
Very similar, very similar. So let's talk about, since it's we're in Rocking Horse Week, let's talk about that track. So obviously the advance there is the first, I think it's the first one of the season. It certainly is the first one of the season in Area 3. Mm-hmm. Does that change your mindset of how you design it, knowing that it's the first one of the season, or do you just set an advanced track and it is what it is because they all measure the same and there's a dimension? Like, how do you deal with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think all advanced riders would understand that it's an intermediate heavy, an advanced light. I mean, it's certainly not Southern Pines and Ian Stark. It's certainly not Terra Nova at a certain time of year. I mean, everybody's just getting going. So you got to have some big jumps. You got to have some tough questions. But, you know, you're really not looking to get run outs. You want everybody to get a gauge of where their horse is. I think a lot of people come to this event to go, okay, well, do I have an advanced horse here? And if I can get around Rocking Horse simply, then, okay, well, then maybe I can build on that.
Right.
So it's really a building block to it. It's not really an intermediate, but it's not really advanced either. Is it a light advanced versus a strong intermediate? I would say it's a light advanced. It's got everything is to height. Everything is 3'11" tall. It's 5'11" wide at the tables. Lots of frangibles.
Good job.
And the questions come up quick, and there's 8 or 9 combinations, so there's a lot to do out there, but it doesn't have a lot of terrain.
It has
a mixture of this and that just to sort of for riders to go, okay, well, I have something here. I have a scopey horse. I have a horse that understands the narrows. Okay, well, maybe now I'll go on to Terra Nova in the beginning of March, or maybe I'll go on, and ideally, like, hopefully they'll come off sound and all the good stuff.
So when I was there a couple weeks ago running my horses around for their first real run of the year, I saw you had the double ditches that had they used to be like a trichaner with like half rounds on top, mm-hmm. and it looked like you were rebuilding those maybe into skinny oxers or something over the ditches.
Yep. So last year,
we still have a day here as we're recording this. I'd like to know, because I have a couple people showing up tomorrow, what do I need to practice?
Okay. Well, last year, that's a kind of an interesting piece of ground in that it's got some palm trees and a little bit of off camber. So for years, I've did these two trichaners. It's either a 4 or a 5 stride, depending on what you get. And last year, I didn't use those, and I try to do these offset tables that you jump the corner of the tables, these big 90-degree tables. And
right.
And I like the question. I think it was just a little too much for that time of year.
Right.
So I've been wanting to do something new with these ditches. So the ditches remained where they were. We took the rounds out of the ditch, and we created some brush jumps out of there. So there's brush jumps in the water now. And we've created 2 oxers over those ditches. So they're maximum width oxers. They're very large. They've got a low rail on the front. Because they're in a combination, you want to have, you don't really want them square.
Sure.
So they're ascending. And they're 6 feet wide, so it's not much of an accuracy question. But for this time of year and the fact that they're so wide, you're gonna have to be on your game a little bit. So that just gives a way to be like, okay, well, here's an advanced question, but it's not too narrow and it's not on 2 strides.
Right, I mean, right.
So you it could be 5, it could be 4. You have some options, and those are building blocks to getting ready for the bigger event. So there's some angled brushes and whatnot. Well, you're definitely going to see an angled brush at Kentucky. And so
yeah, you might as well probably.
Start. Probably. Maybe you'd see 1, maybe 2. Derek doesn't like brush very much, so you'd only see 1 or 2.
Right.
No. So you're going to start that question. And they're not much of an angle, but that's the question you're going to see. Like the coffin I left the same last year as I did last year. It's a log, a little bit of a roller coaster, 4 strides to an angle. Now that angle was too much last year. So
hold on, this is the coffin.
The one in the back.
After those oxers.
Okay.
You go to a coffin, and that's a log, 2 strides down to a ditch, and then 4 strides to an angled brush. And last year the angled brush was too much. People took it too safe, so they were herking and jerking. So
yep.
I've now closed that angle, given them less of an angle to jump. I think that'll encourage them to come forward.
Got it. Cool. What else do we need to know?
Okay, fence one.
Now, Morgan, I mean, how long have you been at Rocking Horse?
My first year there was 1997, but I didn't start designing and building there until about 2006.
Okay, so you've been there a bit.
Yeah.
I have noticed, I mean, and course design is obviously takes a lot of thought. Mm-hmm. it takes a lot of pressure. There's pressure on you when you're designing courses, and I know when you're out there, you are doing.
It wouldn't be if you guys would like lighten up,
right?
I'm his favorite.
Yeah, but I've noticed you've changed, and for the not that it was bad before, but there's a change for the better in your design. I've noticed that over the last couple of years, and it's becoming even a better flow there, and it's impressing me how you're really getting and knowing the land and knowing how to lay it out. Because you said there's not a lot of, rolling, but you do use what you got there.
Yeah, it's a big piece of land, which is nice. So we run 6 shows there, and there's a the ongoing joke with me and Rick Dunkard and our secretary is inevitably some rider comes in and says, okay, where's the Starbucks today?
Yeah,
where's the damn Starbucks?
I ask him that all the time.
I like to hide the Starbucks just to sort of
I like it.
A different flair, and it doesn't really mean the courses are 100% different every time, but just by moving the Starbucks and the finish, it just feels different. It's the same water jump, it's the same coffins. You can only do so much with them, and horses can only do so much with the land. But moving everything around makes it very different. To your point about my evolution as a designer, I've been designing there for a long time, and my design has changed over the years. And I think a lot of it is due to design is just like riding horses. It's you just learn something every year, and you see something run, and you go, okay, well that worked, but could be better.
Right.
And I have a unique perspective because I get to see a lot of horses, especially at Rockin' Horse. You see a lot of horses run. You see 60, 80 intermediate horses, and you can go, okay, well, that design clearly worked or didn't work based on just one show. Whereas a lot of shows you go and there's like 10 intermediate rides. You're like, okay, 3 people had a problem. Is that really 30% right. Had a problem with that question? Is that really an accurate assessment of how well the question is? And so I get to see Rockin' Horse where I go, wow, this 40 intermediate horses are going to run away. I'm going to get a really good idea whether or not I was successful in having the horses be educated, the riders being educated, and somebody like yourself that goes, okay, well, now I know where my horse is.
Right. So let's take that thought and bring it back in the next segment. Can you stay with us for
sure.
Another one?
Yeah, happy to.
Thanks to Equibrew for being a segment sponsor here, and thanks to Stressless for being a studio sponsor. It's been great being here. John, you've done a great job, and let's get back and bring him back on for another 10 minutes.
Awesome. Looking to improve your style? Need a gift for that special client? Exceptional Equestrian's journey started with Cindy Lay. After retiring, Cindy began crafting halter and bridle charms, selling them from the berm of a Colorado horse park. What began as a part-time endeavor blossomed into a thriving business. With just her trusty Nissan Murano, Cindy traversed the country, attending horse shows from coast to coast. As demand grew, so did the business. Trailers turned into trucks, and trucks multiplied. Today, Exceptional Equestrian boasts 2 prime locations at the World Equestrian Center in Ocala. Their curated collection features premier brands such as Sam Shield, Equiline, 4 Horses, Ego 7, the Kenyon Collection, Vestrum, and Animo. From equestrian essentials to stylish apparel and home goods, they offer a diverse range of products. They also carry tailored Sportsman, Tipperary, RJ Classics, and a wide variety of home goods and tack. The dedicated team takes pride in providing top-notch customer service, from expert safety equipment fittings to crafting the perfect ensemble or finding the ideal gift for your trainer. Step into Exceptional Equestrian and transform your style journey with us.
Equibrew, now available in the USA. It's a live probiotic that you feed daily to your horses. The live microbes go into your horse's gut and cleans up the gut wall, creating a healthy gut system.
Equibrew is an essential part of my feeding program. My horses love to eat it, and it does a really good job of promoting gut health and also good behavior and great performances.
It's something I recommend for all of your horses, no matter what they do in their careers.
It's so affordable, I can use it on all of my horses in the barn, not just my top horses.
Order Equibrew today by going to brickfieldnutrition.com or calling 850-879-2649.
Grant Showalter has over 15 years of equine bodywork and saddle fitting experience. His technique allows him to identify and alleviate tightness in muscles. He uses trigger point massage to release points of restriction. Grant has over a decade of experience fitting and adjusting a wide variety of saddles. His expertise in equine physiology, coupled with a thorough understanding of the importance of a properly fitted saddle, allows him to quickly identify and correct any balance issues. Grant can also adjust your saddle on site. Grant works on all of my competition horses, and I have noticed a significant improvement in their performance at competitions and their overall way of going. Grant's based in Ocala, Florida year-round, but regularly travels to the surrounding areas. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 484-639-4454.
Hi, my name's Leslie Law, and we are a proud supporter of Jump for Joy. We've been using their portable cross-country jumps now for about 10 to 15 years. We love these jumps because, as you can see, they're very easy to move. It would only take another person on the other side, and I could place this fence wherever I wanted to very easily.
Welcome back to the John and Rick Show, brought to you by Horse Trailer Pros. We are in the great Stressless Studios, and as John mentions really well every single time, you can go to website?
Centerlinedistribution.net.
And put in the JR24 code for your how much percentage discount?
You get 20% off.
Look at that.
The other thing, Rick, that is super exciting.
20% off a trailer?
20% off of Stressless.
Oh, Stressless.
Horse Trailer Pros. We have we are very lucky with all of our awesome sponsors, which brings me to our next point here. We're really excited to welcome Exceptional Equestrian as a segment sponsor. This is the Exceptional Equestrian segment. So thank you to Exceptional Equestrian.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
And so very good. We can talk more about that. I think we talked a little bit in the opening segment about that, and then I want to talk more about it even later.
Yes, absolutely.
So back to Morgan.
Yes.
Morgan, during the break and coming back, we had some conversations about where else you design, what your FEI card looks like. Where are you designing other than Rocking Horse?
So I designed the four-star Twin Rivers out in Paso Robles, California.
Is that Andrea Baxter?
That's Andrea Baxter's place, and Jeff and Bonnie, Connie Baxter, her parents, and that's a great place. And Western eventing is a lot of fun.
Is that Western dressage?
No, it's eventing where they're actually having fun and they smile and they hoot and holler and seem to enjoy themselves.
So like here?
No. No. They've got some really talented riders with Tammy Smith and Mark Branding and James Alliston and whatnot. They're just some really good riders out there. So it's fun to be out there. Then I do Aspen Horse Trials in Yelm, Washington, which is a 3 and a 2-star, and an advanced in the fall. And then I do the Horse Park in New Jersey series, and I do Millbrook, Essex Horse Trials, which is a new horse trials over the last
I do appreciate
years.
All the branding that you've got there.
I brought my Aspen shirt and my Essex hat.
I'm going to be super interested to see Jay Hambly's coming on next, and I'm betting that he has turned himself out really nicely for the show.
He better have an Ocala hat, or else Emily Holmes is going to kill him.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk real quick. Essex, is that on the same property that Gladstone was before, or is that somewhere else?
No, it's the same town. We've moved it from the old Essex site,
right. Which
is at Gladstone. About 7 miles away is a racetrack.
I got you.
The Moreland Farm, which is the home of the Far Hills Race Meet Association, and so we ran it there for a few years, and then it doesn't take rain really well, so the dressage and the stadium, which was on grass, didn't go so well. So we've now moved the dressage and stadium back to the USET, which is great because it's that iconic barn and that beautiful oval arena, and it's got a lot of history and pageantry, and it's a great place to get a young horse ready for sort of high atmosphere.
Yeah, I used to run at Essex. Did you ever run at Essex?
I've never been. Oh my gosh. I'm actually super jealous. I would love to go.
Such a cool sight at Gladstone when you pulled in the USET, headquarters.
Yeah, it's all there. It's all there. The USET headquarters is still there.
It was pretty super amazing to compete at that venue. It's just too bad over the time that it changed. But let's go back to, you have a 4-star on your card. You have a 3 and a 2. We're losing designers coming in the future. We need great designers. That's why we decided we're going to have a show and include y'all, which we should do often.
Absolutely.
I know there's a kind of a frustration. How is there a roadblock for you in building out your time car, your card?
Yeah, well, it's you're as a designer, everybody's got a hook, whatever that is, right? So, like, if you're Ian Stark or, you know, ex five-time world champion, or Olympic rider, or whatever, right? Or Mark Phillips, or Mike Etherington Smith, or Derek. Like, there's just these long resumes of riding, and so that's ultimately, I think, what riders would like is that riders are designing that. I did not come from that strain. I did ride up to the intermediate level, and then the ASBCA said, no, you're not allowed to ride. it was not good. So, but anyway, I worked with these people, and I went up the ranks as a builder and as a an apprentice, and so I worked a lot with Mark Phillips and whatnot. So I came up the ranks that way. But there's a marketability. Like, if you're going to do Terra Nova or the new Terra Nova, or if you're going to do whatever the World Equestrian Center comes up with, those organizers want marketability. You know, how do they sell this guy, right? So that we can, or girl, that
it'd be like golfing with a signature course from Greg
Norman. So, I mean, it's frustrating from my standpoint. I mean, I've been at Rock and Rush 20 years. Am I going to be there another 20 years? It'd certainly be nice to get just a mix-up of other events, and then I could give up Rocking Horse, and then the next guy could come in and do Rocking Horse or gal, you know. So so it'd be nice to have an overturn. But what you know these organizers are doing are really just sort of getting the new wave of British designers in. You know, Stableview is gone. They've got another designer, British designer, Helen West, and then you've got Alec Lahore coming in for Stableview. And I'm not playing
Terra Nova.
Terra Nova. I'm not crying sour grapes. I'm proud to have a job, and I'm proud to be part of the industry.
No, but we get it.
But it's difficult to you know, you kind of pigeonhole yourself into something for a while, and then you're there, and then, you know,
trying to bust out.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like I said, I do 8 advanced horses. I do 26 horse trials a year.
That's a lot.
I have a good career. I'm very happy. You know, but yeah, you're always looking for the next thing.
So we see Sam Nicholson out with you. He's a builder. Mm-hmm. Does he travel with you to build, or is he just exclusively at Rocking Horse?
Yeah, he's rightfully so attached to Lauren's hip and his wife, and they have a great thing going, and he helps her with her career,
right.
So he's really just a Florida thing. He doesn't come up north to me. I use other subcontractors.
He's just a cool guy to see.
He's great. Sam is a lot of fun.
And very, very good at what he does.
I really enjoy Sam. He's kind of, we're all go, 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 and him being Irish and a little laid back is like, you know, he's just kind of a breath of fresh air. Like, okay, this isn't that important.
To segue off, but Sam told me a story working last season at Rocking Horse, and he was driving home, and it was late, it was dark, mm-hmm. and he didn't realize he made a wrong turn. And like 30 minutes later, he's like, where am I? You know, and then he's like,
anywhere.
He hit railroad tracks, and he goes, this isn't right. I was like, Sam, didn't you use your phone? He goes, I never use my phone.
He just drives.
And he goes, it took me another 45 minutes.
Well, in Ireland, it only takes a half an hour to get across the entire
time. Anyway, that's the story about him.
Yeah. But up north, I use other. You try to do. When I'm in the Northeast, I use Levi. Up in Massachusetts, because that's kind of local. And then when I'm in Aspen or something, I use a local guys out there. Right. So you try to use what resources you have. Sure. Otherwise, you put drawing people in, it costs that much more money to.
Well, and that way you're sourcing locally, it's fresher.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Keep it green.
Yeah.
Keep it green. Yeah. You're right. Not any fuel to get there.
Right.
Yeah, environmentally friendly. Kudos out to Audrey Doyle, who's out in Twin Rivers. She does a great job out there, and she really wrangles a bunch of guys together. And her and Bert Wood and Rob Mowgli's out there as well. They all do a great job.
That's awesome. Yeah. So back to our advanced course that's going to come up, and you were talking about the double oxers now, the ascending oxers. Are those frangible?
They are. Yeah, oxers have to be frangible.
Okay.
So they are 6 feet wide by 6 feet deep by 4 foot high, 3 foot 11.
And those are frangible, not MIM.
They're MIM.
They're MIM.
So frangible is just a generic term for something that breaks down. So whether it be a pin or a
MEMS clip.
And this weekend we're going to test another technology. So I got I had Rob Burke, Rob
Bob Berg.
No.
Yeah, Dan Bob Michaels.
Berg. Yeah, you got USEA.
Yeah, USEA. Just approved Dan Michaels' pin to come my way. So that should be here this week. And so we're going to do some testing on Sunday to get that approved.
Sweet.
It's been a long time
coming. The DM latch is ready to go.
The DM latch is good. It's ready to go. And we're excited about getting that one going. Because that's great because it really does operate in every different direction, whereas the MIMS and the pins have
I'm excited limitations. To see it. That's awesome. I'm really excited to see it. I do think one last thing I just wanted to tell a brief story that involves Morgan was at the last event, there was a table that had come down on the modified course, and I saw it, and I was walking, and I'm sort of saying this just in general, because obviously I've been an advocate of all of these frangible tables and all this frangible stuff, and I think it's a great idea, but I helped Morgan
pick it up,
along with Sam, and I don't think people realize how heavy those things are.
I can
and this was
imagine.
Just a modified table.
Yeah.
And there was three of us, and I'm not saying like we struggled, but when I went to pick it up, I kind of thought like,
John struggled.
Well, these guys picked up way more than I did. But I thought like, oh, there's three of us, there's three guys, we'll just whip it up. And it was
and
like...
And that's a modified table.
Exactly.
The advanced are a lot heavier.
Exactly. So like when you think about how much that stuff weighs, how much those clips have to be, why they're yellow clips, why things are red clips, like there is a lot of thought that goes into it. And those tables, that's a lot of mass to get moving. So
I was
not unaware of what people had said, but it's a little bit like until you actually have to pick one up, you don't really appreciate how heavy those things are.
Yeah, and
it's
just a
lot involved.
Side note with that, just that table that came down, it wasn't even during...
Just fell.
It just fell, and I don't know if the pins were weak or whatever, but that's sort of is a reason why... Everybody likes to go out there and like the kids like to climb on the tables.
Yeah, don't climb on the tables.
If it's frangible, don't climb on it. It's a human mousetrap if anybody gets underneath it.
Right, absolutely.
Let's actually really make that clear so everybody listening or watching, don't climb on these tables.
Yeah.
Don't get under the tables.
Right.
Stay away from the tables.
It would really mess you up.
And it's really hard because in the past, we didn't have this, right?
Right.
So we all sat on them, underneath them when it was raining.
Scared many people off of tables and frangible. Don't sit on the rail; that's going to break.
Right.
See by common sense. But
people
are focused on their own thing.
We're sort of in our own world,
it's
as you know.
Good.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Listen, Morgan, we really appreciate you coming in. Thank you to Exceptional Equestrian,
Cindy Lay.
Yeah, yep. Cindy, we're thrilled to have her on board as part of the show.
And they're at WEC.
And they are at WEC. They have two locations at WEC in the big main arena. It is an amazing store. Joel and I actually ran over and shot a commercial, which you guys are going to get to see here.
And back do input Kenyan line that they have is to benefit the Masamara women tribes for the work that they're doing. All the money goes to them.
It's amazing.
So really cool. We can talk about that as well later.
Yeah, but it's a great store. It's so much fun. It is beautiful, and we're thrilled to have them. So thank you to them. Thank you to Stress Less for the studio, and we are going to be right back with Jay Hambly. Looking to improve your style? Need a gift for that special client? Exceptional Equestrian's journey started with Cindy Lay. After retiring, Cindy began crafting halter and bridle charms, selling them from the berm of a Colorado horse park. What began as a part-time endeavor blossomed into a thriving business. With just her trusty Nissan Murano, Cindy traversed the country, attending horse shows from coast to coast. As demand grew, so did the business. Trailers turned into trucks, and trucks multiplied. Today, Exceptional Equestrian boasts two prime locations at the World Equestrian Center in Ocala. Their curated collection features premier brands such as Sam Shield, Equiline, Four Horses, Ego 7, the Kenyan Collection, Vestrum, and Animo. From equestrian essentials to stylish apparel and home goods, they offer a diverse range of products. They also carry tailored Sportsman, Tipperary, RJ Classics, and a wide variety of home goods and tack. The dedicated team takes pride in providing top-notch customer service, from expert safety equipment fittings to crafting the perfect ensemble or finding the ideal gift for your trainer. Step into Exceptional Equestrian and transform your style journey with us. Jump for Joy fences are easy to move, lightweight, durable, and low maintenance. So we're out here on the cross country. We just finished over in the show jumping over the Jump for Joy fences. Had a great time schooling over them. They're really nice and easy to move, so we were able to adjust some things and really have the exact school that we needed thanks to the Jump for Joy fences. I love them.
Order yours at jumpforjoyusa.com.
Aero helmets represent real change for equestrian helmets, offering patented new technology and an unparalleled level of safety testing. It is the only Snell certified helmet with MIPS on the market. Aero visors are interchangeable, meaning you can wear your Aero three ways, with a formal visor, a sun visor, and as a skull cap. Our shimmable liner means you can customize the fit for your head and your hairstyle. Upgrade to Aero today.
Since 1950, Maison Forestier has been offering its know-how to design custom-made saddles for passionate riders. In 2016, Maison Forestier took a turn and expanded into the sports world with the goal of improving the performance of the rider-horse pair. You will find a professional, reactive, and fun team to answer your needs. And this is why I have chosen Forestier for all of my saddler needs. Feel free to contact the saddle expert in your area for more information by visiting www.forestier.com.
Hey, it's John here. I just want to let you guys know I got back from schooling at Magnolia Sands Farm here in Ocala, Florida. Their cross-country field is perfectly suited for a first outing on a young horse or schooling your upper-level horse. Magnolia Sands offers over 110 jumps ranging from starter to intermediate, plus multiple banks, ditches, and waters. They're constantly updating their courses and have even added new ditches and a starter ditch wall. Conveniently located in Northeast Ocala, Magnolia Sands has made it easy for riders and trainers with online waivers, Venmo, and PayPal, and even offer a golf cart for guests. MagnoliaSandsFarm.com.
Welcome back to the John and Rick Show, brought to you by Horse Trailer Pros. We are in the Stressless Studio, and we have my good friend and yours, Jay Hambly. Jay, thanks for coming on.
No problem.
That is a truly hideous shirt.
I know, I tried my best.
Yeah, thank you. For anybody who's listening, you might want to go to YouTube and check this thing out, because
it's a nice shirt.
I honestly was wondering where you put the batteries.
I am the battery.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. I like it.
I know you would.
I like it. Yeah. John actually would wear it.
You want to try it on?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Right. I appreciate that. So, thanks for coming in.
It's our designer show.
Yeah, this is the
designer. With my designer shirt.
With your designer shirt.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, so we are right in the thick of the winter season. We just had Morgan on. He was talking about Rocking Horse, which is happening this weekend. And that is then immediately followed by your horse show at the Florida Horse Park.
The first one in 2024 at the Horse Park, yeah.
Yeah. So, what's going on at the Horse Park? What's changed? What are you thinking about? What's the plan with the courses there? I know you've been thinking long and hard about your courses.
Well, we just finished them all today on paper, and we started moving fences now. So, but the exciting thing is we've done a lot of earthwork for April.
Yeah, so you were telling me a little bit about this. So fill us in. What have you been doing? What's the secrets? Let us know.
I think
the scoop.
We were short on a little bit of terrain, which is, I know it sounds odd. The horse park is usually really hilly, but I don't know where the hills went. So we have a lot of mounds there, and there's only so much you can do with mounds, so we kind of just shaped some ground and made it a little bit more rolling and added two ditches with some more severe terrain than we have normally at the horse park.
Right.
I think people, you know, when you listen to riders, which I occasionally do, they tell you that what they might be missing. And, you know, when you go to the horse park at Kentucky and you ride there or you design there, whether it be for Mid-South through Intermediate or a two-star or, the AECs or Kentucky Classic with an advanced, let alone Land Rover with Derek, there's not a lot of ditches that you have choices from that are up to the level that you might be designing to. So they're quite steep because they use them in the 4 and the 5 stars.
Right.
So I think to get people more used to them, we need to see them more often that way.
Agreed.
So I'm trying to kind of give us a bit of that down here.
And it's now Defender.
Yeah. Well, I still call it Land Rover.
Land Rover.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest, we all still call it Rolex.
Well, there you go. Or just Kentucky.
Or we're all really old.
I got you. Yeah. I got a question. So there's something that was being built. I don't know if it's finished yet. It looked like a bridge. So
bridge.
Before you get into that, I had somebody with me. I can't remember who it was. Oh, it was Megan, Elisa's groom. And she's looking over. She sees it. She goes, oh, look, they're building a new entrance. I was like, no, Megan, that is not an entrance. What is that?
That is sort of the baby of a guy named Gear. And Gear is in and with the driving, and he had this dream to, he's Norwegian, and he had this dream to have this massive
thing. Can I, why did you have to qualify that he's Norwegian?
Because
he is.
Okay. And so I think it even has a Norwegian name, the bridge, there's a road sign on it.
Okay.
And he really wanted it put kind of next to the stables, right by the old water. And
like to show it off.
Yeah, have it up there, because, you know, they have this, his idea is that with the driving, they just want to run a one line, basically, of jumps, so it's really easy for every, oh, jumps, obstacles, hazards, so that it's easy for everybody to see. And it's a big thing, isn't it?
It's big.
It's a big footprint. And I was like, well, you know, so I kind of went the other way, and I said, let's put it way in the back, knowing that we'd end up in the middle.
Right.
And where it is now, it's okay. It's in a good spot. You can see it when you drive in
you
the
see
entrance.
It.
Yeah, it's
you
right
see
there.
It.
It's got a big overpass bridge on it and a concrete culvert that's square. So, and I think he's going to try and do a lot of heavy-duty portable hazards around it. So if it comes into play in one of our competitions, then it'll be usable for us.
So,
oh, good.
So I think Jay kind of alluded to it. And I know this is a little bit off topic, but I think this is interesting and sort of fun. Is it true that as a designer, if you have something you really want to have on your course, but you think perhaps the officials or riders might have an issue with it, that you will intentionally do something over here that is really stupid so that they pay attention to that and not to this? Like, look at the shiny object, don't pay any attention to what I wanted to do.
I think what Morgan was on earlier, he'd agree to it. I think a bit of that does happen, but maybe not. I mean, it's hard to hide stuff. Sometimes, I mean, you can use a line like, look, I'm sorry, guys, this isn't how I wanted to present this. Give me 5 minutes and come back and I'll have it the way I want it. And I've done that and then taken everything they wanted more of away. And so when they come back, they're like, oh. And then we're done asking for stuff.
That's one way to do it.
Yeah. Less is more.
Right. Yeah. I just think that's great. There's a little bit of gamesmanship involved, isn't there?
Well, there is. I mean, we do everything. I mean, we try to do everything I think we can to help everybody be prepared for what they're going to next, whether they think they need to be prepared or not, right? And that's the hard thing. Everybody right. looks at every track from their eyes between their horse's ears and not the other riders on it. And I think we try to produce things in a way that, you know, you're helping them get to where they may not know they're going to go.
Right.
You know?
So, with that in mind, you've built this big new Coffin Complex for April.
Yeah.
And that is going to be for the 3-star and for the advanced. Is there an advanced?
Intermediate and advanced.
I think
there's a 4-short and a 3-long or
okay.
something.
Okay, that's all in April.
That's all in April.
So what are you doing, or are you doing something next week to prepare horses?
You ask me this every show.
Well, I did. I just had Morgan give me the whole course before you got here. I'm not asking specifics because we'll get to that. What's your mindset, or is it part of your plan to be like, okay, these horses are going to do this in April, but we're in February right now, and I want to teach them the exercise here so that they're prepared in April, or do you just ask them totally different stuff?
No, you kind of have a game plan. I think typically at the horse park, you look at your venue and the competitions you run, and you grow and build through the season to the finale. And we all know that some people are going to move up in level, some people are going to, you know, maybe stay at the level, but I kind of build it a little bit and get a little bit a little longer, maybe a little bit more intense, shorten the distance between the obstacles a little bit so that the lines might be a little more difficult. But the first one, I'll try, and I don't always get it right, to make it a little bit easier in that sense, and then build towards April. I mean, there was a time in the past, I think I've been designing there like a long time, right? And
yeah, we were talking with Morgan about how old you guys are.
Yeah. And we used to go and I think try to do all those shows in 5 days and design them and get them in your head. And it doesn't work. You got to do one at a time. And otherwise, I don't even know what I'm doing at the end. You do 5 shows worth with 6 or 7 or 8 levels at each one. And by the time you don't even know what jump you're going to, you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
So I try and break it into just, I'm going to do this one. And then I'll get ideas how things work on that to do the next one.
It makes sense.
And then you try to...
Sort of like a shirt.
Yeah. The fun thing about this new terrain, though, is it opens up a big ability to be able to change the courses easier.
Oh.
So I can make a left-hand turn into the current ditches that we have instead of always making a right-hand turn or going away from the barns, you know, the things that maybe don't work as well as we might like. It'll open up that back a lot more. And
so where exactly did you put this?
If you were looking with your backs to the barn and you were looking at the ditches for, you know, where modified training, prelim and intermediate.
In the back field.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
And to the right of those in the live oaks.
Oh, okay. So yeah. It's a little bit further right.
You know where that real tall, weird grass was?
The Johnson grass?
Yeah.
Okay.
That.
Yeah, and there was a big burn pile back there. That's all cleaned up. And
cool. And so you expanded out a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you never get more ground.
Right.
And, I mean, we've lost some to a Jeep thing. They're going to park some FEMA trailers, so we might not be crossing the road like in the next couple of years as much as maybe we did.
Right.
And they might have a BMX bike thing going in somewhere. So again, I'm just kind of staking my ground right now. It's like, nope.
So you can get it.
Yep. This is where this is the only place left to go. I don't want to go up by the polo field. It's a big bottleneck.
Yep.
It's really flat. And you go in the trees, that's great. But if the farther you go in the woods, you just got to turn around and come back out. We'll try and make it more park-like all the way along that entrance as time goes on and get more ability to go left-handed or right-handed through the back.
I think you, over the years, you've done a great job at changing the feel of that course.
Well, it's such a beautiful, unique piece of property, Rick.
Yeah,
that
it is.
It makes perfect, I mean, all the rolling
Well, it
terrain.
Was supposed to be a canal, so I guess you did good.
Well, sometimes you get surprises, like we've had barns appear, paved roads where you didn't think they'd be, or
something.
Yeah, it's always something.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Well, why don't we?
Yeah, so let's take a break. We're going to be back with Jay in that horrendous shirt right after this, so hang tight.
For a horse owner on the road, your trailer is essential. No one enjoys being stuck on the road. At Horse Trailer Pros, we repair, renovate, and maintain all makes and models of horse trailers. We work directly with your insurance company or manufacturer for warranty repairs and insurance claims. Our state-of-the-art facility provides quick turnaround and friendly customer service. Considering a living quarter conversion? We do those too. Find comfort on the road with Horse Trailer Pros. Call or text 352-804-2131. HorseTrailerPros.com.
Welcome to the hunt. The pursuit of greatness awaits, and we're on a mission to conquer our goals. Every step we take, every lift we make, we are driven by an insatiable hunger for excellence. There are no limits, no boundaries that can hold us back. We may have different objectives, but we share a common purpose: to push beyond our limits and achieve the extraordinary. Like a pack of fierce and unstoppable warriors, we stand united, a community of relentless individuals who refuse to settle for mediocrity. Obstacles, they're just stepping stones on our path to success. We welcome them, learn from them, and rise above them. We celebrate each other's victories and lift each other higher, inspiring greatness in one another. At CrossFit eFit, we don't just hunt for success, we embody it, breathe it, and conquer it. Prepare yourself, because this isn't for the faint-hearted. This is for those who crave the thrill of pushing beyond the ordinary. CrossFit eFit, on the hunt.
Welcome back to the John and Rick Show, brought to you by Horse Trailer Pros in our stress-less studio, still with the bright, bright Jay Handley. Thanks for being here.
And my colorful shirt.
And your colorful shirt.
Yeah.
You know, we ended the last segment talking about the changes at the horse park. Where are you outside of the horse park? We talked to Morgan about that, and what your desires are in the realm of designing that you would like to see yourself in the next 5 years.
Well, I would like to see us still designing in 5 years. I mean, that ideally would be great, you know, have the sport, you know, come back and really move forward. And I'll probably be at Bromont, as that's where I live, apparently.
not to mention this, but when I was there, not last year, but the year before,
yeah.
And it was raining a lot, and you just kept on going by going...
Why are we doing this?
What are we doing this for?
I have so many good Jay at Bromont stories. I can't even start.
He goes, I'm not listening anymore. I'm just driving.
As far as where I, going, I mean, you know, like Morgan, I think, said earlier, you're always looking for the next thing. Not that what you're doing right now isn't good enough, because that's what made you who you are. So sure. I try to be really loyal to where I'm working, and maybe build a little less and design a little more as you get older, because apparently you hurt more as you do more work.
Yeah, you used to be like 6'7", didn't you?
Yeah, and I got shorter.
Right. Heavy things.
I've got the Virginia Horse Center now, which is really good. There's a really good, excitable crowd there. I mean, they're all over it, and Tyson and Levy are great, and they really want to do a good job at that, and I think they are.
Now, is that 3-2?
Three, two. There's no one. I don't think there's a one. They're probably going to have
3-1.
But
3-3 is the premier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And the two... Three short, two short, two long, I think. And then all the horse trail stuff. Yeah, as well. But that's on the other side of the road. That's John Walls' stuff. Other than that, there's the AECs for this year again, I think, in Kentucky. Mary Fike's Mid-South Team Challenge is always a fun one to do at the horse park, because it really, I think, helps the grassroots. I'm going to assist Derek this year at Defender.
That's exciting.
Did I right this time?
You did it right.
And then right. And Defender, go Defender.
It's just hard. I mean, it changes everything.
Yeah. So. And I'll probably, I'm going to go to Rebecca in 2025 and pick up after Ian, I think. And
that is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's official.
No, don't put any more pressure.
Are we allowed to say this now?
Yeah.
So Jay is going to be the new designer for Rebecca Farms.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. Good job. Yeah, so that'll be fun. And I mean, I've got some good history there. I mean, Bert and I went there in 2000, I think, and when they moved from Herring Park to the Rebecca Farm. So it's really good to go back and see everything. And
so we bring designers over here. Do y'all go over there?
It's interesting, isn't it? So Derek does.
Yeah, Derek.
I mean, who else has done Burley?
True, that's Derek. Derek,
North American.
Derek, right? Definitely, right.
Yeah. There isn't a lot of, I guess, high-level designers. Was there six five-stars? Six?
Oh, total? Total five-stars? Yeah. There's seven.
Seven?
Yeah, because I'm
And really... how many five-star designers are there?
Not that many.
Maybe.
Three?
No, four? There's more than that. But now they're retiring, but they're still counting.
Right, right,
right.
So I think what Jerome and Sarah have done and the rest of their committee is really good in... Their choice, it's all their choice, but to support, which they've always been very supportive of North American eventing and U.S. eventing
with their Definitely.
Programs. And I think that's, they could go another route. They could go ask a Mike or hire a Derek or do what they, but they chose to give other people a chance. And they called me and asked me if I was interested. And I said, absolutely.
But just because I think, so obviously we're friends. I've known Jay since I was 19.
Before he bought the shirt.
He lived in my house, actually. My son told Jay, because Jay just bought a farm down here last year, and he's like, but you've lived with me every winter
my
entire
Jay?
Life.
Yeah, I never really thought about that way.
Yeah,
and it's true. He's lived in our house
right.
every year with Caden as like in the room next door
right.
every year. So so I'll say it. Like, I think part of it also is, like, you've done a lot. Like, how many... Olympics, have you been on the build crew?
Two
Olympics.
Hong Kong and Tokyo.
So, I mean, that's, I know that's not design, but that's being around the design, being a part of the team. So I think it's not like they gave you, like, oh gosh, shucks, they gave Jay a chance. Like, you've got a pretty impressive resume to have the job.
I don't think it's a bad resume.
Even though you're Canadian.
Yeah, even though I'm Canadian. But I was born in New Jersey.
Man, so. Okay.
Right,
so and you ride,
and I yeah. I guess
I saw you riding last year.
Yeah, I rode last night. But I was really lucky in the way things happened for me. So I was straight out of high school. I made an all-star team in hockey, and my parents decided that they weren't going to drive. So you're not
that
doing
was it.
That. No more hockey because I look like a horse rider. So instead of that, I went to horses, and out of high school. I went to Checkmate, if anybody remembers.
Rob, Checkmate.
And I lived there for a long time, and that's where I met David. And Mike, yes, was always a TD, and Mark Phillips was always a designer. You know, he did the first bounce in water, the first corner in water, and we could adjust the water heights. And we had Evan's effort with a blind ditch on an island. And
we need to get an island ditch back. I tell you right now, I want an island ditch, and I want a leaf pit.
Uh-huh. The island ditch, they had the Irish bank at River Glen years and years ago. It was a big ditch in front with the big bank, and then you up and then the ditch on the back.
Yeah, like an Irish bank is cool. I think that's great too. Ditch to a ditch on an island so that if you have a problem, you're stuck on an island.
Yeah. So Mark would do these things, and as an 18, 19-year-old kid, you know, and Jack LaGoff's there, and then these are who I grew up with. The thing is totally normal. And so from there, you know, you get... You go to Bromont and you work with, you know, it's Mike Tucker and Mark and Mike there. And then eventually you meet Ian, and Ian's doing stuff, and Derek, and now you're working with Derek. So I've never really had a different view of it. You know what I mean? Like, I've only done that route. So luckily it just put me, I think, in the right schooling.
Right.
You know, to put my mindset in the right place of where to be with the right people by accident.
Well, I mean, in talking to Morgan and to you, there's only a handful of you guy up and coming or their guys that are ready to move on. I can't even name anybody over here.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it? I think there's it was so protected for so long. It's not. It wasn't easy to get into, and I'd still not.
Now I know B's sister's designing.
Yeah. There's a lot of try on.
Yeah. So we don't see a lot coming up.
I like its B's sister, Beth Perkins.
I know, sorry. sorry, Beth, I know Beth. But I was talking to her.
Yeah.
He came in the head.
So there are some. I mean, you've got Jeff Kibbe, you know. There's some out there. And there's some that are really good at what they're doing, and they need to do that. And then there's some who, it's hard because it's a lot of work. Yeah. It's a lot of travel. It's a lot of education.
But you make excellent money and you become famous.
You make excellent money.
Yeah.
You get to buy a shirt like this.
That's right. Yeah. I'm just saying, there's huge benefits to it.
Yeah, there's
huge. And at the end of the event, the riders are always appreciative.
Yeah, always. You never ridicule.
If anything goes badly, it's because they didn't ride well.
Oh, yeah.
And if it is beautiful, it's because you designed a great track.
Dude, let's talk about that. We got some time. So there's travel involved. I mean, how far out do you have to go, and how many times do you visit a site? Like Rebecca Farm, you're going to come in. What's going to take it to get you ready for 2025?
Well, I know the venue. With the interview I went and, you know, put a track together to get an idea of it for Jerome and Sarah and their committee to look at, just as, you know, pretend that I knew what I was doing, basically. Like, see, yeah, there's a course. And I'll go this year and, you know, meet all the people who actually do the work.
Right.
Which is Bert and everybody else. And then watch what Ian's doing. And then, that'll give me a lot of time during the competition to see where their rings are, how things flow, where they typically park everybody.
React to things.
Well, that too. Yeah. But a lot of it'll be how the venue layout is run, because it's so permanent, a lot of that stuff. So then figure that out and then go from there. And I'll just, you know, make a trip probably in November, design the tracks. We will go do a set in late June, probably.
November?
Yeah, I'll go there in November, yeah.
It's going to be snowing.
Nah, not really. It's not too bad.
But you remember, he's Canadian. Yeah.
That's right. You can do that skiing behind the horseback.
Yeah, skioring. Yeah, well, they do that there. So
That's cool.
So we'll do that. I mean, often, like, the hardest venue I've had to do, other than Palmarejo and Santo Domingo, that was really hard, was... Well, Virginia Horse Center. That is an incredibly difficult...
Because it's really hilly.
Really hilly. And really. To find a way...
Like, I had to stop halfway up and walk and I had to sit down.
So that one's really tough. And I think we've done a really good job there. And we just spent... they let us, the three of us, go and work there for 10 days. And, I mean, we found things that we didn't know were there. Right. A bridge. There's a bridge, culverts. Like, so now it's opened up more avenues of change, and sometimes that gives you your thought process, right?
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's interesting. I haven't been to Virginia Horse Center.
So you're an archaeologist now, too.
Yeah.
On accident.
Yeah.
No, I've dug a lot of holes. I've never really found anything.
That's
a place to put a post. Yeah. No, I'm excited to go back and see because I haven't been to Virginia Horse Center since I coached a Young Riders there.
It's similar to the horse park in the sense of they leased it
right
prior, like with you guys in Echo Ventures, and then you'd rent it from the horse park.
Yep. But,
and now they own it, so there's a whole different ownership and cult. Yeah, so it's they really care about it more then, right?
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, listen, make sure when you leave, you take that shirt.
I will.
Do not leave it here.
Give your son one.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. Do not leave that here.
Get that car, Challenger, and drive off.
It's completely inappropriate and terrible, but we still appreciate you coming in.
Yeah.
Thank you. And thank you to Horse Trailer Pros. We appreciate you guys. If you have any issues with any of your trailers, guys, make sure you give Horse Trailer Pros a call. Matt and his team will take care of you. And we will be back in 2 weeks for episode 100, which is going to be awesome. Some amazing guests are coming in for that one. We're really excited. And it's going to be a good one. So thanks for joining us, and we will catch you on the next one.
We have an awesome show for you guys today.
The greatest defender of all time.
Good news for the sport.